Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. This is a lecture which was given by Professor John Esposito in the University of Kentucky. I just would like to remind you that Professor Esposito is not just any professor. This is the gentleman who is brainwashing our students in many universities for over 40 years, as he received millions and millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia, Prince Al-Walid, to educate even the Catholic students about the propaganda Islam, simply to deceive the people of the West, to make them believe in Islam to be what it is not. And that is my problem, which I have with Professor John Esposito, as much as I have the same problem with the rest, even of those who so-called Christian ministers. But sadly, all those people who do not know too much about Islam, they are used as useful idiots by the Muslims for the hope of brainwashing America and making us believe Islam to be what it is not. I'm thankful to the Lord that He gave us this golden opportunity through these radio broadcasts, not only to expose the falsehood concerning Islam, but also to minister to our Muslim friends about the real Islam. So without further ado, here he is, Professor John Esposito.
So religions have a transcendent and a dark side. The transcendent side is, in religious faiths, there is a belief that there is something, God, an absolute, an experience such as nirvana, that is beyond our normal empirical way and consciousness and the way we live. There is another dimension of reality, as it were, that is not simply accessed through, if you will, empirical data. But religion's transcendent dimension is also the fact that it enables its followers to transcend themselves, to be better.
Okay. Once again, we see here Professor Esposito talking about religions as if they are all okay, and he calls them faith in the plural form. There is no such a thing as all these different beliefs out there are correct. If one of them is correct, the rest are wrong. As a matter of fact, all beliefs can be wrong. I'm talking about Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, and Hinduism, and whatever of the ism out there. All of them can be wrong, but the chance for two of them to be right is zero. But Professor John Esposito will not upset or hurt the feelings of the Buddhists in his audience, or the Hindus, or the Muslims. He may hurt the feeling of the Christians, that's okay, but not the Muslims. The idea that the beliefs of all these religions are accepted because we know there must be a God or a creator out there, even though we cannot physically touch him or use our senses to prove his existence, that means all these religions are okay. I'm sorry, you can say that if you're ignorant about all these different beliefs. But the more we learn about all these different beliefs, the more we know for sure that just one is right. Let's just concentrate on the differences between Christianity and Islam. If Christianity is true, Islam 100% is false. And if Islam is true, that means Christianity is 100% false. The chance for Christianity and Islam both to be correct is zero. Once again, they can be both wrong, but they cannot both be right. Then Professor Esposito is telling us something very astonishing in the end of this segment. That is when he said that there is the fact that religion enables its followers to transcend themselves to be better. Well, this may be work in Christianity, because the more we read the Word of God, the more we get close to know Him and to know His Word, to love Him and to serve Him and become better people. And this can be accomplished because of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But when it comes to Islam, how in the world Professor John Esposito is telling us that Islam as a religion will enable the Muslim followers to transcend themselves to be better? The more you know about Islam, my friends, the more you know about the word of Allah, the more you know about the teaching of Muhammad, the more evil you become. That's why I always say there is not a good Muslim. You can be a good person who claims to be a Muslim if you stay away from the teaching of Islam. If you don't practice the commands of Allah and the words of Muhammad in the Hadith. But the more you know about the Quran, the more you know about the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, the more evil person you become. Not a bitter person, but an evil person. That's why extreme Muslim, radical Muslim, fundamental Muslim, and I'm not using the word extreme and radical and fundamental in a negative way, but those who follow the teaching of the Quran, those who do not compromise the word of Allah and the commands of Muhammad, those who are crossing the T's and dotting the I's, living Islam in its fullness, those people we call evil Muslims, but Allah calls them true Muslim believers. They are like Muhammad. The more you know about Islam, the more you practice Islam, the more you will look exactly as Muhammad was. And the more you know about Christianity, and the more you practice Christianity, the more you become like Jesus. And that is the reality of the influence of religion on the people who believe in it. If you are a true believer, and you believe in the commands and the words of your God, whatever book you are following, and you live 100% to fulfill your duty before whatever you worship, you become like that God. And if we know Islam and the real picture of Islam, the more we see the true ugly picture of Islam in those who believe and practice and follow its teaching. And that is the reality. The fact here is this, that Islam enable the Muslims to transcend themselves to be evil people, including the killing, the raping, and everything else goes with Islam. I would love to challenge Professor Esposito as we examine the life of Muhammad, the noble example for every Muslim to follow. Because obviously, Professor Esposito does not know much about the final word of Allah and the actions of Muhammad and his early followers and the following successors who continue to do exactly what every Muslim ought to do. Well, let's continue a little bit more with Professor John Esposito, who said,
and in all faiths, there's a notion of struggling against, as it were, your sinful side or your dark side or your imperfect side or your self-centered side. As I tell my wife, being self-centered is not all that bad. But anyway, that's just a parenthetical comment. It may be because I think she thinks that's the case. But it's that transcendent side that attracts people to religion.
Once again, Professor Esposito is talking about religion in a pluralistic way. All religions, all faiths, and how people all over the belief struggle with the sinful side, with the dark side. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, in Islam, there is no struggle. The only reason why Christians struggle with sin is because of the conviction of the Holy Spirit, who tells us what we're doing is wrong and we ought to do what's right. But for the sinful people in the world, they don't struggle. The thief does not struggle when you rob a bank or rob a house or steal a car. The adulterers do not have any problem with their living in adulterous relationship. Gay and lesbian are enjoying each other because there is no conviction. And so on and on with every other sin. When Muslims behead non-Muslims, they don't have any struggle with it. As I wrote in my new book, Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, I said that many of our soldiers who go overseas to engage in war, when they come back to America, they have this psychological problem which is known to be PTSD, which is known to be post-traumatic stress disorder. These soldiers cannot live with themselves, and somehow their conscience is killing them concerning what they have done in the battlefield, which they have no options but to do so. Because if they don't kill the terrorists will kill them. And they are doing what's right to get rid of the evil believers of Islam. But we never hear about the PTSD in the Muslim world. They enjoy performing jihad. They enjoy killing the infidels. And they receive all the pleasure you can imagine. Christian. We do not have any Muslim jihadi who struggles psychologically because of what they do to the Christians and the Jews and others, even what they do to their own Muslim people. So the struggle with the dark side, with the sinful side, does not exist in any other religion out there, only in Christianity. And even those who live in the midst of us who enjoy living in sin do not have any struggle whatsoever, as Professor Esposito is trying to tell us. This is what I call hogwash teachings. There is no truth in it at all.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Then Professor Esposito talked about two other phrases, which are the imperfect side or the self-centered side. Well, once again, I don't believe any other people besides Christians will be concerned about not being perfect, because only Jesus taught us to be complete, to be perfect, to do our best. And that's why we always struggle with our flesh. But for the Muslim world and all other beliefs, there is no problem about not being perfect. They know it and they live it, especially Muslims. As for the statement, self-centered, I was shocked that Professor Esposito disagree with his wife, because he believed there is nothing wrong or nothing bad about a person being self-centered. And that tells you exactly what is Professor Esposito's belief about how to live with other people. It seemed to me his life is built around himself. It is like he's telling us, I don't care what other people are going through. He's not joking here, my friends. If you listen to him again carefully, you find that that's exactly what he thinks. Professor Esposito believes that the dark side, the sinful side, the imperfect side, the self-centered side is what draws people into religion. And maybe that is a case for many people. But we have to emphasize here that when people join Islam, they do not become perfect. Or why Muslims leave Islam? Only through Christ we can be perfect. For no one ever lived a perfect life. The scripture is very clear, my friends. If we say we have not sinned, we're deceiving ourselves. We call God a liar. But if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just. And through Christ, we can be made perfect again. Because he is the one, and he is the only one, who paid the penalty of our sins. He is the only one who can set us free from our sins. And because of Christ and his work on the cross, we can be perfect. And only in Christ alone we will be found perfect. Now we must ask a very important question. What is the dark side? What is the imperfect side? What is the self-centered side? Professor Esposito here is supposed to be talking about sin. Because we as humans struggle with sin, and the sinful behavior is to live in sin, to live in disobedience to the word of God. Now we ask Professor Esposito, what is sin in Islam? We know sin in Christianity is simply when you're supposed to do what is right and you don't do it, that's sin. And when you're not supposed to do what is wrong and you do it, that's a sin. It's called the sin of omission and the sin of commission. But what is sin in Islam? Is lying sin in Christianity and in Judaism? The answer is absolutely yes. Why? The Ten Commandments says thou shalt not lie. And in the New Testament, we know that liars will not make it to heaven. The punishment of lying is eternity in hell. Unless, obviously, we confess our sin through Jesus Christ, who paid for that sin, and then we'll be set free from our sins of lying. But does Islam teach that lying is sin? When we study the Quran, the word of Allah, do we read anywhere there, thou shalt not lie? Or when we study the saying of Muhammad, does he teach that lying is sin? Do you know that the Quran teaches it's okay for Muslims to lie when they give an oath? That is exactly what we read in Quran chapter 2 and verse 225. Listen to the word of Allah. Allah said, Allah will not hold you responsible for your mere utterance on an oath, but He will hold you responsible for that which your hearts gained, which means what you mean in your heart. And Allah is forgiving, forbearing. Allah will forgive the Muslims when they lie, when they swear to give an oath. That's why, as I always say, there is no an American Muslim. Muslims, when they raise their hand and give an oath, especially those who are running for political office, swearing on the Quran, that swear means nothing because they simply lie in their oath. For Allah only holds them responsible for what they mean in their heart, not what they say in their oath. Worse than that, in the Quran, Allah is telling the Muslim believers, it is lawful to deny their faith. It is lawful for them to lie and say, we are not Muslims. And that is exactly what Allah said in Quran chapter 16 and verse 106. Whoever becomes an infidel in Allah after he believed, except one who was compelled and his heart is secure in faith. But whoever opens his chest to the infidelity, the wrath of Allah will be on them and they will have great torment. My friends, it's okay for Muslims to deny that they are Muslims. What about Muhammad's own teaching in the Hadith? This is in Sahih Muslim, my friends. This is in Sahih Bukhari. The accurate, respected scholars who collected the saying of Muhammad. Muhammad taught the Muslim believers, it is lawful to lie in three cases. Are you ready? Here are the three cases where it is okay for Muslim to lie. Number one, a man to his wife that she will be pleased with him. Number two, at the time of war, because war is deception. Number three, to make peace between people. That is obviously Muslim believers. So in simple words, it is forbidden to lie in Islam, but you can only lie to your wives and to your enemies and to your friends. But besides that, you cannot lie. So tell me, Professor Esposito, where in Islam do we learn that lying is sin? Of course it's not. And I can go on for killing. Allah said, and He ordered the Muslim believers to kill. And Muhammad killed the un-Muslim believers, and so is his followers. So killing is lawful. And stealing is lawful. Raping women of the infidels is lawful. So where do we find sin in Islam, sir? There is no sin in Islam. I can go on and on and on investigating the pages of the Quran and in the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith to prove to you that there is no sin in Islam. What we call sin to the Muslims, that is a lawful thing to do. The problem is our professor Esposito does not know what the Quran teaches about sin. But he want to talk about the guilt which comes from sin. Once again, as I said earlier, I repeat again, there is no guilt for the unbelievers. There is no bad feeling when somebody robs a bank or rapes a female. That is the norm for sinners. They enjoy sin as we enjoy drinking a cup of cold water. The dark side, the sinful side, the imperfect side cannot be found except in the heart of the Christians. Those who know what pleases and displeases the Holy Spirit. Those who know the word of God and the command of God. Now I can say, maybe some Muslim will feel bad about doing these things if he does not know it's okay according to the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith to practice these sinful behaviors. Which means there are more decent people who claim to be Muslims because they simply do not follow the teaching of the Quran than those who are living the teaching of Islam. A good example of that is Quran 2 verse 216. Allah said, "War is decreed to you, and it is hated by you, and perhaps you may hate something and it is good for you, and perhaps you love something and it is evil for you, and Allah knows and you do not know." Imagine with me, Allah is telling the Muslim believers to go and kill Christians and Jews is my decree. And Allah is telling us in the Quran that the Muslims hated to go out to kill the Jews and the Christians. And Allah is correcting them by telling them, you may hate to do it, but that's good for you. And maybe you prefer to keep them alive, but that's evil for you. And I know, and you do not know. Imagine with me, the sin of killing, it is the order of Allah in the Quran. In the early days, Muslims hated to do that. You know why? Because I believe their conscience was killing them. Because they're killing their own neighbors, the Jews and the Christians. But the more the Muslims become strong in their belief, as Professor Esposito will tell us, they become murderers. And the hatred to kill the infidels got smaller and smaller. And the love to kill the infidels got bigger and bigger. Their chest was loaded with the spirit of killing because they follow the teaching of Allah, who is Satan, who desires nothing but to kill and destroy and to steal. That is exactly the message of Islam. Muslims have no problem to lie, Professor Esposito, because it is the nature of their God, Allah, Satan, the father of all lies. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.